Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Congratulations to Tarek Skubal. We have a lot to discuss on that front, including his agent's bizarre quotes. Dr. Seuss representing Tarek Skubal.
Yes. Green eggs and ham, Sam, I am.
I do so like green eggs and ham.
Yes.
Would you eat them with a fox?
Yeah.
Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them here or there?
Would you eat them everywhere?
We will get to whether or not the Tigers are building a Tarek Barrick. But yes, he won the Cy Young for the second consecutive season, making a bit of history there. First since Pedro in the AL, you heard in the update. We got a lot to do today. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. We have Red Wing tickets to give away in the first hour of the show today.
All right.
So you're up early. Congrats. We're looking out for our early birds this morning. Here's what you got to do. In the next hour of radio, you're going to hear a Mickey Redmond drop. It's him saying, bingo, bango. When you hear it, call in, win a pair for tonight's game against the Anaheim Ducks. Part of the centennial season, we'll have tickets for every Red Wing home game. All right, John, Tarek Skubal.
Your thoughts on, well, first of all, congratulations to Tarek Skubal. I don't think it was a shock to anyone that he won his second Cy Young back-to-back.
Nope.
Now the question is, can he go win three? Because you always think about, okay, can we really have a guy that is this good, this special? And so, great accomplishment.
We know deserving. What
he's, yeah, deserving. There's no question about it. And you look at some of the numbers, and he was even better this year in some metrics than he was last year. And, you know, you hear him talk about, you know, about his preparation in the offseason. And we'll talk about his agent, his contract, what the Tigers are going to do with them. But in some of what he has to say, you know, he's approaching this offseason in regards to how can I mentally prepare better, and you know, looking at different pitches throughout the course of the postseason. You know, if I had gotten a zero on this batter versus this batter, how would it have changed? Would I have been able to go deeper? All of those different things. You love to hear that, because is there more there for him? And
he's not yet 30 years old.
Right.
And you're right, John. His season this year was even better than last year. ERA, lower. WHIP, lower. Strikeouts and innings pitched, higher. Yeah, and he hardly walked anybody. Fewer walks per nine this year, and it was already hardly anybody that was getting free passes from Tarek Skubal. Look, you don't need us to tell you how great Tarek Skubal is. It's nice that the sport recognized him last night. And he spoke afterwards, and I just want to give you some of the quotes of what he had to say. Greg, I don't think there's audio in the system on what Skubal said. We'll get to the Boris audio, because you have to hear
the cartoonish manner in which Scott Boras speaks.
Do we also have the Pete Alonso?
I hope so, Greg. Tell me you put in the Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers comments that that Boras was making about Pete Alonso because his name starts with a P. I don't think we have Bregman. He talked about a Brexit from Boston. Like, it's so corny from this guy. I really felt bad for Scott Harris that he has to negotiate with a cartoon character.
I think Scott Boras is literally just trolling all of Major League Baseball and every single fan base that he could possibly troll.
Get to that. But first, you care about what Scooble had to say. Do you want comments about his future or Game 5? Because I've got both.
Let's start with his future.
Okay, Scooble on his future. A lot of it's out of my control, especially the trade stuff. Obviously, contract extension stuff is a bit different, but the trade stuff is out of my control. I've given everything I have to this organization and want to be a Tiger for a very long time. But those things, the business side of the game, they're just different. I don't get to write my own contracts in that sense. So I'm going to do what I do and not really focus on that stuff. I've seen it. It's not going to impact how I go about my day-to-day and how I attack the offseason. It doesn't change that I love the city of Detroit, and hopefully I'm here. That's where I'm at with all that.
So, yeah, he's 100% correct. He doesn't control any of the trade talk. But and he does admit that the contract stuff is a little bit different, and no, he doesn't get to write his own contract. But
and in his defense, we have not heard a credible offer to Tarek Skubal from any of the reporters. So for anybody that says just sign long term here, we have not heard about a credible long term offer from the Tigers.
Right. We haven't heard of in regards to, we've heard rumors and we've heard speculation and we've heard Plants talk about, you know, the disrespectful offers. But when it comes to contract talks, you as a player need to have a voice. You need to give your agent direction. Now, you hire an agent for a certain reason, right? You want to get the most money possible, and Scott Boras does that for the most part for his clients. But you also have to give him direction. You can't just let your agent go and do whatever he wants, because you never know where you're going to end up at that point. Like, you got to have some control in it, and if he wants to be in Detroit, doesn't mean that it happens. But he can give Scott Boras the direction of, get me the most money possible, and I don't care how you do it. I don't care what you leak to the media. I don't care what you talk about with other teams. Get me the most money possible here in Detroit.
I don't care what nursery rhymes you have to use. Just get me my money. On Game 5, boy, have we spent a lot of time reflecting back on Game 5. I don't think fans will ever drop it. Here's what Scooble had to say. Just the way the game was going, and obviously the way the at-bats had gone with Polanco, even in Game 5 he hit a foul homer, I just don't think the matchup was going to be in the cards that night. Scooble would go on to say, obviously there's decisions that get made, and me and AJ are always on the same page. I really respect everything he does. He's got a plan for everything going on. He would continue, quote, and trust me, I've seen a lot of the stuff that fans are disappointed or whatever, but it's the way the game of baseball is. I'm going to go out there and compete. I gave it everything I had. I knew my outing was kind of coming to a close there. And with Polanco, he would have been the second hitter the next inning. Hindsight 2020, right? If you could write a perfect baseball script, we would obviously go out and do it, but it's the game of baseball too. John, your reaction.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I say this on the perspective, I love Tarek Skubal and what he can do in the game of baseball. What frustrates me is the amount of times that he mentions Polanco being the second batter of that seventh inning. And it feels like Polanco scared him away. Okay. It frustrates me because as a competitor, even if Polanco hit a foul home run in Game 5.
Whoop-de-doo.
Right. I there's just nothing that says, hey, I'm the best pitcher in baseball. I'm going to go out there and beat you.
How much did we hear about how he obsessed over Lane Thomas the year before? Like, you want another chance. Go out and attack that guy. Well, Polanco's seeing you want to go out and attack that guy, right? You want to go make your statement. He didn't.
How much does it matter, if at all, that Polanco hit two homers off him in game two.
Okay, so it's in his head. All right, I'm sorry.
Pitch you know around
what?
Him then.
Right, yeah, that's the other option. What if you dance around the edge of the zone? If he walks, he walks.
Or go out there and be the best damn pitcher in baseball and get him out. Like, that drives me nuts.
I just asked a question.
How much does he give? Yeah, okay, you know what? He's going to give up home runs to players in baseball. No one expects him to be perfect. But what I want from my ace is when it's nut-cutting time, he goes out there and cuts them off.
And, John, how about, well, that's just the way the game of baseball is.
Oh, that drives me even more nuts. We saw the competitive nature, and, Tom, you've talked about it all the time, being in Cleveland and the way that he was fired up, the competitive nature 2 years ago. And I know that the season ended in 24 with him giving up a grand slam. All right, that sucks. And I hate to go into the offseason like that. But I'm not going to hold that against him because that's the guy I want to win or lose with. And I want the mentality of I don't care what happened on the last at-bat. I don't even care what happened at the last pitch. If you hit a foul home run, all right, now I'm even more mad.
I wonder if it matters what happened the year before that instead of that potentially happening again, that he said, let's go in the six. Let me empty the tank with AJ and let's not have it go that way. Like, I don't like that. I think that's very uncompetitive, to be honest.
I just go back to, as a fan, I could live with him coming back out and giving up a homer.
To Polanco.
I could live with him giving up a walk and a single, which is what Finnegan did, and then leaving the game. I could live and die with the best pitcher on my team throwing in the best, most dominant performance of his postseason career, going out for one more inning. And I'll live with the consequences if it doesn't work. It's harder to live with it knowing you had a one-run lead and Scooble was, I mean, he set the record for most strikeouts in a winner-take-all game. I want to see him out there.
So you don't bow out when, and you don't apply regular season matchup things that you would do in the regular season in the postseason, right? It seems that's what both AJ and Scooble did there. That because of Polanco, that we're not going to let him see me a third time around. You don't do that in a postseason.
There are certain players there are exceptions for. And I thought Scooble was one of those guys you make exceptions for. And if he's not, well, that gets you into a different conversation about how the Tigers proceed this offseason.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. Does he have the Polanco flu? Right? I mean, we had guys that would amazingly come up with injuries because we call it the Larry Allen flu. Nobody really wanted to play against Larry Allen. He would murder you. And I never had to do that because we played on the same side of the ball. But there were some guys that all of a sudden, hey, they're not feeling good that morning, and all of a sudden they're out for the game. Why? And you know, so it's just you're going to get beat at times. This is competition. They get paid on the other side too. But I want a guy that's going to go out there when it matters most. And hey, win or lose, I'm the one that's going to get you through this. Or I'm the one that's going to bear the brunt of it. Because he wasn't given a lot last year in terms of money and contract. But if you pay him 5 years, $250 million, or whatever that number ends up being, that's the guy I want on the mound when it matters most. Win or lose, I'll die riding with that one.
Yeah, you're going to go down with your best, or how you got there all season long. This reminds me a little bit of the first one that hits me is the 93 World Series when Mitch Williams gave up the walk-off to Joe Carter. Guess what? Mitch Williams got him there. He was a great closer. And I remember in that moment, it's like they're going to bring him in here because he had not had the best of World Series and had not been performing like the regular season. But you go down the way you got there. You go down with your best.
Look, I think the way this is headed is he doesn't get an extension this offseason. They don't trade him. We're going to live this again next year in the postseason where he still doesn't have a long-term contract. And can he go over 100 pitches? Mm-hmm. Look, it's not ideal. And this ticket texture puts it this way. Oh, congrats to Scooble. Perfect time to trade him. Value could never be higher. This ticket tech says, I read the Scott Boras comments online and thought it was one of those fake satire pages.
Yeah.
Then I saw a clip of him actually saying it. I don't understand how he thought that would be funny or clever. It sounded like he may have miscalculated the gummy dosage before leaving the hotel room.
Doug Karsh, that is Michael Stone in for Gator today. Hope everybody's doing well.
We're booming Zoom.
Booming Zoom, I guess.
Booming Zoom in the morning on Power 97.
Yep.
Doug's sitting there, Gator, get back here soon.
No, I'm fine. Look, it's just a different kind of breaking pitch on a regular basis. So you guys both throw curveballs. They're just different.
Speaking of curveballs.
Oh, we're going to get to school, but here it is. I want to point out I have some support.
Okay.
Maybe the boldest thing I ever said is, I think those uniforms the Pistons wore last night should be their permanent uniform. Don't at me. Well, I've got some support. I agree with you, Doug. Those unis are sweet. Much better than the Tiger City Canuck jerseys. I agree with you, Doug. The Pistons uniform, best ever. But I also think it was the best Piston floor ever. The cream jerseys from last year with the ode to the bad boys were the best. Orange and black was awesome. Those Piston uniforms are okay, dark but depressing. I love the red, white, and blues. Love tradition. Getting rid of those would be like getting rid of the old English D. That's from Dave in Florida. Hold on. You equate the Piston red, white, and blue uniform? You think that's as iconic as the old English D?
No. The Old English D is one of the most iconic logos, whatever you want to call them, letters, in all of sports. Maybe yeah. The NY would be ahead of it.
I've got the winged wheel and the Old English D are in a category by themselves.
Correct.
Here in Detroit. The Pistons, red, white, and blue. I usually do appreciate tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I think those Piston uniforms last night were the best looking Pistons unis ever.
I won't go that far, but I like them.
Ever.
I like them a lot.
Keep them. Make them permanent.
So how much does it matter that they won last night, Doug? Because that lineup out there, what if they looked horrific and lost by 30? Would you have said the same thing this morning?
I was worried because I liked the uniforms when the game started, and I was scared that the uniforms would get blamed for them getting smoked last night, which is what I expected. So it's not because they won. Had they lost, I know it would have been held against the shirts. But all right, let's get to Scott Boras. So the baseball GM meetings are going on.
In Las Vegas at the Cosmopolitan Hotel.
Yeah, so you got Scott Boras speaking to the media. Now, we have him talking about the Scuba contract and the follow-up question, correct?
Yes. Yep,
okay. And we also have him talking about Pete Alonso, who he also represents.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole thing, I just found it very odd. But here he is, Scott Boras, talking about Scuba's contract.
You know, just, I know he's trying to get some humor in here, but
let's go. Here's what he had to say about Pete Alonso, who he also represents. This is the most powerful agent in baseball.
There's no doubt that these pursuers are trying to pay the preeminently at a really a primary position. A playoff perched plethora will pounce to participate in the polar plunge.
He is called the polar bear. You know what I would have said if I was Scott Boras about Tarek Skubal? Stoney says signing Skubal, the superstar southpaw strikeout specialist, systematically speeds the surge to the series supremacy. How's that for your alliteration, Scott?
Here's the thing. I expect and welcome it from you. I don't have like business partners, but I have an attorney that helps me with stuff.
Right.
I have a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone representing me started talking like that publicly, personally, I'd be like, dude, shut up. This is kind of an emotional deal for fans. And it's a business, got it. But this little game with the alliterations and the Dr. Seuss approach to what he had to say, these are kind of serious talks. And for fans, it's serious business and they don't want to lose their guy. I don't know, man. If Boras was representing me, I'd be like, okay, can we cut with that and act like an adult? I'd be a little embarrassed.
Well,
and maybe I'm taking myself too seriously, but Stoney, when it comes to this kind of stuff, I don't want my representative clowning around.
And I don't disagree with you, but don't you think that before he goes to Vegas, and I know Skubal's obviously there, I don't know if Alonzo is there as well, but you know, Boras talks to these guys, says, hey, I'm going to have a little fun with the media. This is basically, you know, not tell him exactly what he's going to say, but I'm going to have some alliteration. I'm going to, you know, play some, you know, fun with little C. You know, is that okay?
And whether he got the approval or not, I don't know. But I would be very sensitive to a fan base that has supported and loved this guy. And I feel like he's out there effing around. Yeah. And part of this is deep-seated in me, knowing that I don't think this guy wants his client to sign here. Now, Skubal, to his defense and his credit, he has said all the right things. He has said all the right things. His quote, I saw this today in the Free Press, I've given everything I have to this organization, and I want to be a Tiger for a very long time, but the business part of the game, it's just different. I don't get to write my own contract. I'm just going to do what I do and not really focus on any of that stuff. It's not going to impact how I go about my day to day. And it's not going to impact how I attack my off season. Important part there is I want to be a Tiger for a very long time. I like that. You know, the story in the news, Chris McCoskey's story, when Skubal won the Cy Young, you want to win the award as many times as you can in your career. But honestly, I gladly trade a Cy Young award for a World Series ring. That's an easy trade for me. These are the right things. And I really appreciate that Skubal's saying these things. I think the agent clowning around like this, I would be, if he were my agent, I'd be like, dude, cut it out. Cut it out. You're kind of toying with people's emotions here.
I get all that, but I think maybe we're taking it more seriously than it probably should be taken, Boras's stuff, because whether he says everything the right way or he turns it into a clown show, which he has as far as what he's saying, I don't think the result of what's going to happen to Skubal or Alonzo is going to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, David, Kenny, get involved. Everybody, welcome in on a beautiful fall day. We're going to get some Red Wings later. We got some Dan Campbell on the tush push. But we want to talk about Tarek Skubal. The quotes from Boris yesterday, the quotes from Skubal today. And it's just a question of, I mean, I'm not going to ask a question of, do you want him? It's a question of, like, are you starting to get pissed? Look, the reality is, if the two sides are serious about getting something done, you'd get something done. Then it just becomes a battle of sincerity and the level of which you are serious about this. I just have enough. I can't stand it when I hear players at the end of it finally say they want to be here, but yet you got your agent acting like a jackass in public. Mm-hmm. The reality is, if Tarek Skubal said, look, I want to be here and I will take less term to do so, Scott Boras has two choices. Do what the agent, do what the player says you want him to do,
right,
or you get fired.
Right.
And yeah, the MLBPA is going to have a problem, but no one's asking Skubal to take pennies on the dollar.
But see, I don't even think he has to go that far. All you have to do is just, even while you're in negotiation, I'm doing everything I can to be a Tiger. Yes, they do.
My God.
But that's it. I'm doing everything I can to be a Tiger. And, you know, it's a two-way street, but I'm doing my part. At that point, nobody's going to get angry with you, because if it falls apart,
right,
you've left yourself enough leeway to say, hey, guys, guess what? Wasn't me.
But this is where I think the Tigers have done a bad job. And you got to be sneaky about stuff like this. But we've had Boris now use his puppeteers in the media multiple times to leak things that make the Tigers look bad. If, and I say if, the Tigers have made a new and improved quality offer, it wouldn't kill you to leak that out there. Because you're fighting a PR battle as much as anything. Because the one thing Boris is right about is a lot of people will not get beyond skin deep on this. Skubal gone, Tigers bad. And it's like, well, wait a second. What if he didn't want to be here? Or what if the cost of him being here was so egregious that it would be a fiscally delusional decision to do so, something like 10 at 400. Well, guess what? Show me offered 5 at 250. Mm-hmm. 4 at 200.
I was about to say, I'll do 4 at 200.
Just show me you did something. But again, that's not the game they're playing. Do I question how bad they want him back? Sure I do. But this stuff from Scooble, before I get David and Kenny in, I think the Polanco thing is going to hurt him. I do. If people were mad about the 99 pitches, they're not going to be happy about him seemingly being afraid to face Polanco again. And then as far as the quotes, contract extension stuff is a bit different, but trade stuff's out of my control. I've given everything I have to this organization. I want to be a Tiger for a very long time. I love Detroit. Hopefully I'm here. That's where I'm at with all of that. Well, what Boris said yesterday did not speak to someone who really wanted to get this thing done, other than I think he wants something insane. Mm-hmm. David, Kenny, feel free.
Yeah, so I look at this, and I'm more, I guess, in the camp of being upset with Scooble, if anybody, because there's really two parts of that. Is Scott Boris axed at the behest of Scooble? Whatever he's doing, it's because Scooble is mandating him to do that. That he works for Scooble. Don't get it twisted. This is not a Boris thing. This is a Scooble thing. And by the way, why would Scooble hire an agent that does something like this? Is because that's what the goal is. The goal is to make Scooble not only the most money, but it seems like Scooble hired an agent that just loves to bring people to big markets.
Correct.
So why would he hire this specific agent, if
Which
anything,
is why
to accomplish
I'm starting
that goal?
To get annoyed with him.
Yes.
Not for the 99 pitches. I wasn't in that conversation. And if a pitcher tells you, dude, I'm baked, I'm done. The guy looked like a glazed donut walking off the mound. I'm not, hey, do I want him to go back out there? Yes. You know what no one's afforded? Oh, he's a tough guy. He went back out there and gave up a bomb. See, that's what no one allows for when being a hero goes wrong. Mm-hmm. The point I'm making in all of it is, I'm with Kenny. You hired a guy that, since the old man has died, I don't think Detroit has been a real relevant place for the biggest of his clients. Okay, New York, L.A., Seattle, whatever. Fine. Then just be gone. Get gone. Because what I don't want to do, and I know you're going to sell a different play, and Rieger did a great job selling your point and vice versa. You keep him, you build around him, he's worth more to you now than whatever you'd get on the open market. The problem in that, and I wasn't going to call Rieger's show, the problem in that is you're not accounting for the 800,000 questions and articles he and his teammates will be asked all year long about his future. And that is not something you want to deal with.
Unless you just flat out, the Tigers come out or he comes out at the beginning of the season. Guys, he's not going anywhere. We're not trading him. Scooble comes out. I'm a Tiger. I'm going to pitch this season. We'll figure it out later.
And that part
asking me questions is just going to piss me off.
The best point Rieger made was this. If there's no baseball in 2027, and Boris is trying to get his client traded now because he knows the Tigers aren't going to pay $400 million, what leverage does he really have? Because here's what we're going to do. We're going to pitch your guy. Mm-hmm. And then when the season ends and there's a nuclear winter, he'll be door dashing. There's no baseball. Mm-hmm. You're not signing a $400 million deal.
Well, his leverage goes, it pretty much goes away after the winter meetings. Because if he's not moved, he ain't going anywhere. And you're right. At that point, I don't think anybody's going to be willing to invest long term because you don't know what the future is going to be in baseball.
Hey, real quick, if you'd rather hear Doug talk about pasta, 248-539-9797, what are we doing here? We have quotes from your back-to-back Cy Young award-winning pitcher who says he didn't really want to face Polanco because at bats and things. And the agent talked yesterday. See, this is what I mean when I did that topic the other day. The NFL has really emptied your bag. You don't give a damn. And when Cookies gets mad at me for saying this is not a great baseball town, well, hey, Cookies, F you. This is exactly what I mean. This is above the fold, 1A headline of the day stuff here in Detroit. What do you think I'm going to do? Talk about that sloppy Coney that was served last night with Pistons and Bulls? No.
You mean the G League, the Motor City Cruise?
Whatever. But, I mean, my goodness. This is exactly what I mean. But I'll guarantee you, if we wasted the listeners' time and did a Lions injury report, lines would be full.
No, Mike, I think crazy. I think both are true. I think more people are invested in the Lions right now because you think the Lions can actually win the Super Bowl. And for the Tigers, it's the offseason. So you're paying attention, but you're not really paying attention. But when these comments came out, I was just like, oh, my goodness. Now, I'm shocked. I thought phone lines would be lit up because I got upset. And I wasn't upset about the whole, well, does he want to be here? Oh, shucks, that's my agent, blah, blah, blah. But when I heard, like, wait, you didn't want to go back out to face Polanco?
I'm sorry.
What did you just say?
The way the at-bats had gone with Polanco, even earlier in the game, he hit a foul ball homer, Scooble said. I just don't think that matchup was going to be in the cards that night. Okay, I got to be honest.
You just won the Cy Young.
Yeah, that's brutal. Back-to-back Cy Youngs, right. That's brutal.
And this is what you say right after receiving that second Cy Young.
Plus, the best part is he could say whatever he wants right now. There's no way to disprove it. He could have said, I really want to go back out there. You know what? I trust me. You're crazy. You would have thought Mickey Mantle was coming to the plate.
Are you serious right now? This is what you, okay. Wow. That won't help your image. And I think, Mike, for a lot of people, the whole coming out of the game after 99 pitches, the coming out of the game at 99 pitches ticked off a lot of Detroiters.
You can tell.
That, I think, just pushed them over the edge.
He pushed them over the edge. They're really upset. Because if your pitcher says this in St. Louis, New York, Boston,
Philly,
oh, my Lord. Like, you cannot.
Only thing weaker than this was MSU administration.
And I don't care. I'll talk to you guys about it. I'm passionate about it. I'm interested in it. And we're not talking about cavatelli or cavatappi. They're distinctly different pastas. Let's move it forward. 2485-3997.
Never heard of either one of those.
That's okay. And Doug never realized factually that.
Oh, no. Doug knew. We schooled him. Oh, no. We schooled him. So are they like ravioli? Like, what are those?
I still can't believe Will's grandmother got with Mickey Mantle. 2485-3997.
Okay, you know what? No.
Okay. He says all we know is it should be done. He's basically saying it should have happened already. Absolving himself of any of this.
Correct.
And it's a Detroit doink. Well, let's be fair, Scott. Do we really think that you want your agent, your client, to sign in Detroit? Do we really believe that?
Well, I think he wants him to get the most money or close to it, and if that would be in Detroit, I don't think Scott Boras has a problem with that.
Any offer Detroit makes or have already made, he is going to run to New York, talk to those teams, to Boston, to Chicago, right, to L.A., that he knows can pay more. And Detroit can pay more than they can run their payroll substantially, and I think they should. Let me be clear. But, you know, this whole, it should be done. It's a Detroit doink. You know. So there's that. Then he did the same thing with Pete Alonso, and obviously this isn't our player, but here's another example of him just being a goofball, and here's what he said. This is a dude who holds all the cards. He's got the world by the you-know-what and is out here screwing around. And I guess the fans, whatever. Now, what you got the quotes, what do you had to say about Bregman?
About Bregman. In Boston, we learned about Bregman in 25 because in Boston prior to 25, they had a lot of lineup donut holes. And certainly prior to 25, Boston has been kind of a club that has Duncan well below the playoff line. So I think it was a bad roast in Beantown. Give the owners credit. They went out, spent some star bucks to bring in a Bregman blend that led them to the playoffs. I'm sure the Boston fans don't want this to be just a cup of coffee, and no one wants a Brexit.
I mean, you know. Scoble has said he wants to stay in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. He has said he would trade his Cy Youngs for a World Series. I appreciate that as well.
As long as he doesn't have to face Jorge Polanco in big games.
Yeah, you don't like that, and I get it. I don't know. I'm not finding this to be very amusing.
And for those of you who missed it earlier, all I got to say is Stoney says signing Scoble, the superstar southpaw strikeout specialist, systematically speeds the surge to the series supremacy.
Well done, Stoney. Here's somebody who disagrees. You guys need to chill. He was talking to reporters, not talking to owners as your representative. Please, someone explain to me why Detroit can't afford Scoble. I remember when the Tigers were contenders, they were close to putting 3 million fans in the seats. Those are two different things, all right? You're right. He's not talking to owners or representatives. But if you're going to tell me that he was unreasonable in a meeting with Detroit representatives, I would find that very believable. That's one. Two is Detroit can't afford Scoble. They can.
Right.
And I hope that they find a reasonable price.
Well, I am not. There's nothing to do with the last game that he pitched in at all. But if the asking price is $400 million for 10 years, I'm passing.
It's too much money.
It's not that it's too much money. It's too
long.
I'm not paying a 29-year-old pitcher 10 years.
I understand.
I'm just not.
I understand that. Let's go to Ken in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, y'all. I think y'all being way too sensitive about this. I think the guy was trolling, you know, making light of it. But this is Scott Burns, and this is a guy who's been doing this a long time with a lot of players. Okay, and I think he was having fun with this, and I believe because Scoble is such a sensitive subject for us. Because we want him so bad to sign in Detroit. And I think you and Stoney is being a little too sensitive about it.
Actually, I'm not being sensitive about it. I think he's trying to be funny, and I'm sure he got approval from his client. I think it's weird. It's quirky. It doesn't bother me as much as bother Doug. What bothers me the most in all the Scoble stuff from yesterday was his explanation of why he didn't pitch in game in the seventh inning. That pisses me off more than Scott Boras.
Look, am I being too sensitive? I might be. I don't mind this you know, accusation. It doesn't sit with me well on what is a very tenuous time for our Tigers to sign Tarek
today.
Today or tomorrow. Now I know why the Tigers can't get a deal done. The Tigers front office can't even speak to the guy in straightforward English. It's a miscommunication issue. Illich should hire a children's book author to be a translator. I'm a Stoney, blank paying Scoble. I'm not paying someone $500 million to play once every 5 days and pull them out of this with the season on the line. Pull themselves out with the season on the line. Stoney trade Scoble, two catastrophic arm injuries, and now this. I don't want him back. That's from Hunter in Clarkston. He pitched the fourth most innings in baseball last year. Our frustration should 100% be geared towards Scott and Chris. Scoble is not the reason we lost game five, but he is the reason they were in that position.
Okay, yeah, obviously they wouldn't have been there without him.
As far as our frustration should 100% be geared towards Scott and Chris, the frustration may be geared for me towards Chris. It may be.
Or Scott Harris for the deadline debacle.
Well, I mean, you and I see it through a different way, but if they're not willing to sign him to a reasonable contract to make him a reasonable offer, and I don't know what they're willing and unwilling to do, but at this point, my frustration, I'm not really even frustrated. I'm more insulted that the most powerful man in baseball thinks this is a time to be joking around like this.
Well, at least we're in good company. He's what do you joking mean? Around with Alonso and
with
New York and Boston, bigger markets than us. He's not just looking at us, so Detroit's small market. Let's F with them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'd like to thank Doug Karsh for a great new drop. And I have a question before we start a jam-packed show today. And this probably isn't the place to ask it, but I'm going to do it anyways. Yes, 100%. I heard a promo, and we never circled back on your podcast.
What do you mean?
Harold.
Oh, I don't think he's going to be able to do the podcast with me.
Unbelievable.
It's not official yet.
Rico Beard's scathing commentary on the Big Ten ended Harold Shelton.
Not official yet, but still working on it. But yeah, as of now, it's just me solo.
What a joke.
A little bit.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
It's a podcast. And in a podcast, you're supposed to be able to sit there and talk about what you want to talk about.
Yeah. Well, not if you're bought and paid for Kremlin like Dave Revson. Shout out, Harold. I'm sorry that happened to you. Your overlords won't allow you to stay on the pod. That's terrible.
Right, and it was just like, yeah, Harold never said anything over the top, but I guess I said a few things that were over the top that the Big Ten didn't really care for.
Ready? Wah.
Exactly.
Wah.
All you did was just give me more fuel.
Now we're going to have to change that.
Because I said, you know, James Franklin's probably going to get fired, and then 2 weeks later.
He got fired. Someone alert Rick Pizzo. No, I just, We're going to have to redo those promos, by the way, David. I heard it just before Otto got on the air, and I'm like, I got to circle back with Rico on this because I remember there was a kerfuffle a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So RIP Harold Shelton. It was a good run.
He's still alive. He listens to the show. He's P1.
Yeah, he's not dead, all right? He's not dead.
He listens to the show all the time.
We stand with Harold.
Free Harold.
Oh.
Free Harold. Let's get some Free Harold t-shirts. Walk around Chicago.
Boy, if you ever wanted to look behind the curtain of what major media is today, people, you're getting a look at it. Can't go on a podcast and have the guy who does the podcast with you state the obvious that James Franklin's going to get fired without your bought and paid for propagandist overlords removing you from a pod. What a joke. Hey, here's what I would just tell you. Really be careful what you're reading and whether you trust it. Good heavens. So who's your new co-host?
No. Once again, not Harold. Harold brought the fire. Harold brought information. He was a senior research manager. I had no problems, no qualms with Harold. He was very upset himself that he got taken off. So
I stand with Harold. So who's your new co-host?
It's just me right now.
No. We should do a casting call. This would be epic. Want to see if John wants to do it?
Hey, get caller DJ.
Wait a minute. There's potential here.
Well, caller DJ is more so for
NFL. Yeah, I think you're right.
No, I was about to say for the one that Stoney does with Evan. Talking Pistons.
Restore the Flow.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He would be better for that.
Who? This could be almost like, what's the Bachelor for the old people?
The Golden Bachelor or Bachelorette?
This could be like that for Rico's pod. The golden pod. Wow. And we have
so Willy Wonka. You got to get the golden ticket.
Your co-host and talking all things Big Ten, but they all have to be old.
I was going to say, well, we know what? Maybe we'll get called a Rob, but he's Notre Dame.
Oh, to hell with that. Listen, I think we need to have a conversation about this with Harold out. We need to really start shopping. I'm excited for you. Rest in peace, Harold. It was a good run, man.
I just figured I'd just, you know, sit there and accidentally jump into the Sunday football show.
Sure. Hey, guess what? We don't work for BTM. We say whatever the hell we want.
No, the funny thing is I almost did that on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Whoa. It's me.
Right. I was like, I clicked. I was like, oh, boy, did I? Okay, I didn't do it.
You would have seen Evan's head explode. All right. We can get to business. We need to have a conversation because this is brewing, and I do want to shout out Rieger on something. No smarm, no slander, no sarcasm. I thought Rieger did an excellent monologue to start his show yesterday. Not because it's anything I agreed with. In fact, I listened, starting that segment, disagreeing with him. But his presentation, while it doesn't get me totally to his side, it was communicated in a way. It was effective. It was passionate. It was really good. I think Rieger did a really nice job. But this Scooble thing, it's a thing. And I wanted to bring this up today because after Boris spoke yesterday, we came on the air. And look, I think most people agree with us as we found what Scott Boris was saying off-putting. The Cat in the Hat routine and making funnies and Scooby Dooby Doo and all. Okay, can't.
Sigh. Yeah.
But Scooble then spoke. And the thing that I'm hearing on the station, and I don't understand this piece of it, why is it inappropriate to blame Scooble for the way his agent is behaving? You don't work for your agent. Your agent works for you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a 21-year-old with a meteorology degree and you're in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, on Weird Al Yankovic's, you know, UHF 40 doing weather, you probably work for your agent at that point. But if you've made it in the world, like, I don't know, a back-to-back Cy Young Award winner has, no, you don't work for your agent. Your agent does what you say, when you say, how you say it. So I have a little bit of an issue. We're going to play the Scooble audio. I have a little bit of an issue if you're just going to blame Boris. Because if you're blaming Boris, you're blaming Scooble. And I think it's okay to say the following. Don't tell me you want to be here.
your actions will speak louder than your words.
Fair. Very fair.
And I'm not telling Scooble to take crazy less, but there comes a point in your life you make decisions. And yes, you have to consider the MLBPA, Rico. You do. The point is, if he loves it here and he means what he says, there'd be a way forward. I don't buy it. I want to play this audio. And also, too, David, we don't have the audio. We just have the quotes. Okay, yeah. No problem.
The quotes from the story.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody has the actual audio. But no, like,
why would we? It's 2025.
No, but you're right.
Let me send a raven.
I think that Boris is playing the role of bad guy. He's playing the role of villain. He's basically, Scooble, I need you to take the bullets. You take all the bullets. It's kind of like, you know, Goodell with the NFL owners. We're going to pay you all of this money. You're going to be the bad guy. People will boo you wherever you go, and they'll love our sport. They'll love me. They'll love our sport, but they're going to boo you, Roger Goodell. I think that's where Boris is right now with Scooble.
If you didn't like him leaving the game on 99 pitches, you're going to hate this. Let me read you part one of this, okay? Contract extension stuff is a little bit different, but trade stuff's out of my control. I've given everything I have to this organization. I want to be a Tiger for a very long time. I love Detroit. Hopefully I'm here. That's where I'm at with all of that. Okay. But this quote, people are going to have a problem with this. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Scooble on facing Polanco had he come back. The way the at-bats had gone with Polanco even earlier in the game, he hit a foul ball homer. I just don't think that matchup was going to be in the cards that night. Close quote. Okay. That's not Will's grandmother's old boyfriend, Mickey Mantle. Fun fact, Perchie's grandma dated Mickey Mantle.
It only took you 11 minutes to somehow squeeze this into the show.
I don't know if they dated. They may have hooked up.
I know.
The point I'm saying is that's not Mickey Mantle.
No, no.
That's Jorge Polanco.
No, no. See, I think missing, Mike, another layer to this onion, you said this right after winning back-to-back Cy Young Awards.
Thank you.
You said this. You know, I would have been, give me back. Give me back the award. Just, nope, give it here. No, not you. You're telling me you were so afraid of facing Polanco again. Okay, really? Is it because he hit two home runs off of you in game two?
That's a bad comment. And I hit right, wrong, or otherwise.
You ain't had to say everything that you think.
People are going to have a real problem with that one. But I want to ask the question. As you sit here today on November 13th, and you've now heard from Boris, you've heard from Scooble, you have not heard from the Tigers, all right? The GM, you know, underneath Scott Harris, Greenberg has said, we're not talking about anything. Okay. Are you more angry with Scooble / Boris, or are you angry at your organization? I don't think there has to be right and wrong when we're discussing emotions. I will always blame the player if the player wants to be somewhere, but the agent is guiding this to clearly be somewhere else. Let's be clear. Scott Boris wants this guy in a big market. Well, Scott Boris isn't a puppeteer. Tarek's a grown-ass man. If he wants to be here, then you tell your agent, here's what we're going to do. Get me one of them Bregman deals. I'll take a higher AAV at a shorter term with opt-outs. Now, if the Tigers reject that, the pendulum swings back to I'm mad at the organization.
Yep.
But in the here and now, I think it's totally okay to be frustrated with Scooble and Boris. And go, if you want to be here, don't talk it, walk it. And stop with the Scooby-Doo crap. Show me.
Yeah.
Now, if it comes out the Tigers are really legitimately the only offer they've made was that $80 million offer, well, the pendulum's going to go back the other way.
Correct. You're not being serious.
Where are you at today?
For me, I'm to the point where I don't think Scooble wants to be here. I'm to the point where it's okay. And after hearing what he said about not wanting to face Polanco, like, seriously, man, you're not helping your image.
Like, that was tough.
People were already like, well, you didn't want to go out in the seventh and you had, well, no. You know, they knew what they were doing. And then you hear this and it's just like, dude, I'm trying to defend you here, and you're not helping. It matters. Mike, you're right. If he wants to be here, you don't sit here and say, well, you know, it's not above my pay grade, and I would love to. Guys, I'm trying to do everything I can to be a Tiger. That's all you have to say. Now, at that point, you give yourself some leeway. I'm trying to do everything I can to be a Tiger. It's a two-way street. But I'm trying to do what I can.
I like, no, it's a great way to put it. We'll get Kenny and David involved, and I want to hear from you guys on it. The Scooble quotes, it follows the Boris thing, and I thought Rieger had a very interesting open last night, and I think it feeds into this conversation. All right, David, couple of ticket texts, knock down a few phone calls. We'll move along. I've got some Dan Campbell audio on the Tush Push, and then, yes, Hockey Elite, I am putting the bat signal up. We may have a big game alert, but Kenny is the ombudsman. He is the gatekeeper of our emotions as it pertains to the Red Wings, and I want to know if my opinion of this game tonight is accurate and how I'm allowed to feel, since Kenny shot down all optimism from the good start, and he may have been right, but we're going to talk about that later in the show. David,
Big game, Daisy Dips.
All right, go ahead.
So done with this clown. Pitch him next year, make him earn his contract for somebody else. You'll get off cheap. If your farm system is as stacked as you say it is, you should have no problem in free agency getting a decent arm.
But why do we have to use terms like that? Like, there's ball breaking. There's amongst friends. The back-to-back Cy Young, and the word you're choosing to use is clown. Mm-hmm. The only reason your baseball team has made the playoffs the last 2 years. Look at your record when Scooble starts, then look at your record when he doesn't. He is the singular reason you've made the playoffs. You're over 20 games over 500 with him on the mound. Mm-hmm. So what does that make you without him? Like, guys, I get it. It's emotional. You're pissed. Fine. The guy's back-to-back Cy Young Award winner. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, you didn't like he took himself out of the game on 99 pitches. Come on. I mean, good God. I'm sorry. Like, and you know me, I don't care. I hate athletes. I don't care. But good God, little respect. The guys went back-to-back Cy Youngs.
As silly as it sounds, Mike, once again, everybody in this town gets compared to MCDC. Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell wouldn't do anything like that. So, yeah, he's going to be called a clown by some. I think it's ridiculous because you needed him to get as far as you have. He didn't show the grit. He didn't show the toughness. Mike, you've said it plenty of times. If you go out here and show that you're about Detroit and that lifestyle, this town will embrace you. But if they don't feel like you embrace their same ideology, you get treated like Grant Hill, where you're an outsider.
Yes.
You're never really going to be accepted, Joey Harrington, because, well, you can play the piano.
Well, I'll say this. And
it's Oregon, not Oregon.
Right.
Shut up, you.
I can't believe I'm going to defend that text, but look, you can use a different word, but I understand the sentiment of that text because for me, I root for the logo on the front. I don't root for the name on the back of that jersey.
I respect that,
David. And on that part, we didn't win anything with him. Sure, okay. He has two Cy Youngs, but we don't have a division.
Okay,
we don't
I'm just have a saying, panic. Criticize the way he's acting. I don't understand using that terminology.
That's what I say. You could use a different word.
Jeez.
You can. The Scooble saga is exhausting. He has already shown that he will take himself out of the game to protect himself. Can you imagine what next year would be like if he's here with no contract?
All right, hold on. Time out. I'm going to say this again. Before we turn Yamamoto into an intergalactic hero, he had 325 million reasons to make the move he made.
What were those reasons, Mike?
His contract. Hey, Ohtani, good. Scooble, mean. Ohtani has 700 million reasons to do it. Two players with $1 billion of guaranteed
yes.
money.
Yes.
Scooble doesn't have that.
Here's the thing, though. You have to recognize some people, once the game starts, I don't see the price tag anymore. I see player. I don't see how much you make.
You're old
school. If you step out on the field.
You're old school.
I am.
And you're Ronnie Lott.
Yes.
I get it.
And I think some people are like that. Once you step out on the field, I don't want to hear about your personal problems. I don't care if you're going through a divorce. I don't care. Go out there, win game, so we could all celebrate.
Thank you, Doug.
But no, I think some people see it that way.
But
new school people, you see the price tag and you're like, you know what? I understand.
But I'm trying
why.
To bring it into reality for people is that you don't have to like it. And this isn't load management. This isn't a guy skipping games. Like, okay, he threw 100 pitches, which is, again, let's be clear. It's not as if he was averaging 117 pitches a game and this was the night he pulled himself on 99. No. And for everyone, look.
But my people all season long were saying, really, you couldn't just give us an extra inning? You couldn't give us an extra at bat? You couldn't give us this? People want it more.
No, because
so you know what you thought? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut
you off.
But Mike, here's what you thought. Okay, I'll sacrifice you doing that in the regular season, but when the playoffs come, you're going to step up to the you're going to step up and really do something, right? And you're going to have that memorable moment. Your memorable moment, unfortunately, was not striking out Cal Raleigh. Your memorable moment was you sitting in the dugout afterwards in the seventh inning like, I'm good.
Has anyone allowed for the idea that if he had come back and done everything you wanted and he was actually exhausted – and he gave up a leadoff double, and you lose right there. Has anyone allowed for that scenario?
No. No, because the final pitch was 100 miles an hour strikeout.
No.
But that was the last thing. So you're thinking, man, he's still dealing. And at that point, if you're a Tigers fan and you're looking at your bullpen, you know what? There is nobody in that bullpen that I would trust more than Verlander. Than Schubel.
Yeah, you know why?
In the seventh
you
inning.
Know why? Because Scott Harris didn't go get anybody. And I had to look at Tommy Canely and his CYO league changeup.
Right.
See,
say it
in the playoffs. Because I'm just, you know, because I know he was had the fourth most innings pitched in the regular season. I just wanted to look at the playoffs, and I know they didn't make the World Series, they didn't make the CS, but he was sixth, and the only guys that were above him in innings pitch made the World Series. So while we're sitting here talking, he should have gone out back out. He pitched a lot of innings.
David,
already.
No. You're right. It's the optics. And that's all people are going to remember. Then I remember any of that stuff you said. You're absolutely correct. It's just the optics. And then what you saw, to you, what you're saying, Mike, Dodgers who have gotten their money go out and do more and more and more. And you're like, well, you're the Cy Young winner. Why couldn't we get that out of you? So it's the optics. It's not about the money. It's just what people see.
I know.
And it frustrates them because you're like,
I'm just trying.
We're a tough town here in Detroit.
I'm just trying to live in reality.
That wasn't tough.
Well, okay. Well, you know what else isn't smart? If he goes out there, gets hurt, never gets his contract, and he's broke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you handed him his money, I bet you dollars to donut he pitches.
No.
I bet you.
Here's where, and you know what? I'm going to defend you.
Oh, God.
And it makes me sick.
Woo!
But no. We saw an example of what happens to a person who goes out there and tries to live it up and be tough for the city. David, it's your boy Grant Hill. Ruined his career.
How about Baker Mayfield?
Yeah,
No, I'm talking about his body on the line.
Oh, you know, I'm saying another example is he did everything right by the Cleveland Browns. He played with a torn labrum. He sacrificed his body, and the first thing they did is, well, you didn't play up to your level.
Yeah.
See ya.
Well, yeah, I'm just talking here. It was Grant Hill. It was like, Grant,
that was his ankle.
Right. And he goes out there. His career was done after that. And it was he never should have played, but I think he heard too many people saying how soft he was.
The playoff series against Miami, didn't they wear like the wine-colored teal, the Merlot jerseys?
I feel like they played Atlanta every year to me, so I don't know.
Oh, the Tree Rollins era, Steve Smith.
Yes. But
yeah, he played, he killed his career, and you know what? Detroit still didn't embrace him.
But hey, do more. It is a business, guy. See, this is where it gets very uncomfortable. It's a business. Schubel has business decisions to make, and if the organization didn't want to go down that path of those business decisions, here's an idea. You could have signed him. But then we get into the money issue. Are you willing to do what it takes to get him to give up another year before free agency? I gave you the Scott Boras deals. I think there are 11 of them. Of high-profile, nine-figure deals that he has signed for his clients, voiding the last 2 years before free agency. But you are going to have to pay the freight. Now, if you had made a real offer, would it have leaked? Yes. All we have is Boras bleeping on your shoes, 4-80. This is where it always comes back to this organization. And I'm tired of being annoyed with them. I'm desperate to see a report that they offered five at 250 and Scoobal said, you know, to hell with you. Because then it's to hell with you. See ya. But if they don't do that, you're left being mad at everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.